Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hi guys, have you heard of the saying, dropping dimes? I'll tell you about it. Hey everybody, Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for a mellow Monday, January 22nd, 2024. How are you doing? And happy birthday to all of my birthday children's, wherever you are around the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. Here's an update about the most desirable city in America, Hardy Har Har. Some people actually believe that. Can you believe it? Lord. Before I define what dropping dimes means and why I'm bringing it up, the fentanyl, Fillmore Safeway grocery store that I have been talking about, they got a Hail Mary. That's a pass you throw in a football game at the last minute, and somebody wins and somebody loses. So the neighborhood that didn't appreciate their grocery store and was about to have a major food desert, well, they were little teeny tiny grocery stores left, major Safeway and a remaining black district was going to close because of antisocial behaviors. The parking lot is dystopian. The store is dystopian. It's clean. It's a West Coast. The stores are very clean. But the people act a fool. Now, Safeway was going to close. The mayor didn't say anything at first. And some of the community people who weren't trying to say, why don't we stop shoplifting the store out of existence? Like the NAACP, I'm going to name them. The community leaders, the church leaders, I didn't hear any of them get on social media saying, stop stealing out of that store. Now, I understand some people want to stick it to the man. They want to stick it to the man. But looting from your only big box grocery store is like urinating in the well. It's like shooting your nose off and think you're going to breathe, okay? So they got a Hail Mary. Safeway won't be closing that store in a month or so. They're going to keep it open for another year. The shoplifting shall continue. Guys, here's how crazy the fentanyl, the Fillmore Safeway story is. In a historical, formerly black district, it's only 10% black people over there now. This is not a chocolate city. Less than 5% population, so that's about 42,000 black people in a city of about 750,000, 780,000. It's not 800,000 people living here anymore. We had a major population dip after the draconian blah, 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 because of the blah, blah, blah. Y'all know what happened in 2020. But the point I'm making about the fentanyl, Fillmore Safeway, is they have another year to mistreat it. However, I won't be seeing it because I will not step foot in that store again. I can't stand people who look like me or from my culture. I don't like seeing that in public. I don't like seeing it. So I'm not going to entertain it. So that's positive news for the wokies, for the bridge and tunnel trustafarian commies, for the phony politicians, and none of the community leaders nor the NAACP has mentioned crime being the reason why Safeway wanted to pull out of the Fillmore in the first place. So if you can't talk about something, how could you heal? All right, guys. Now, speaking of most desirable cities, ha ha, hearty har har, across the bridge, Oakland. Now, Oakland is one of the most dangerous cities in America. What does it have in common with San Fran fentanyl? The people are harder over there, but the people aren't taking it. There is a famous hamburger chain. Have you guys heard of In-N-Out? In-N-Out Burger. They ain't playing with the Negroes over there. They've got a store kind of like in the hood on the way to the airport. This store makes money. It is a very popular store. You cannot park in the parking lot without getting bipped. The thugs are bold. They're doing armed robbery in broad daylight in the parking lot of In-N-Out Burgers in Oakland. Have you heard about it? In-N-Out said, deuces, Audi 3000. I'm out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. See you when I see you. In-N-Out's not going to play like Safeway saying, here's another year to abuse us. In-N-Out said, nope. And they frankly said in their corporate statement why they were closing due to crime. People need to be more honest about these things. Now, what is dropping a dime? The main topic of the show. I don't want to get psychodramatic on y'all. There's a story online. I saw the videos. There's a lady in a grocery store. One of my peepholes. And she's got a little, I hope I do not cry, but I'm a crybaby. I own my femininity and my feelings. She's got a baby in the shopping cart. He has no socks on. It's wintertime all across America, even in the warm climates, a little chilly. She's like, had him in a plastic bag, and she's throwing frozen food in the cart with a little boy, toddler, with no shoes and no socks on, guys. So there are black people who got involved. I know a lot of black people like to say, ain't none of my business. Y'all need to mind your own business. When I was 19, I was dropping dimes on child abusers. When I was 19, because I was emotionally intelligent, I had already done therapy, I already knew that children are not supposed to be abused. I was dropping dimes on child abusers after I tried to reason with them. Now, this woman's in the grocery store. People are getting involved. This one lady is like, what are you doing? There's a functional man, a black man, just following her around. I could tell he was mad, his hands in his pocket. He didn't say anything. I'm positive he called the police on her. Then she's getting up in the face of another man. She had lost her mind, and people got involved. Now, dropping the dime is old school black slang. When you drop a dime, that means you call the authorities for intervention. Sometimes you need an intervention when it comes to children. Now, some of y'all, I know, because I hear it even now, some of y'all say, ain't none of my business. So you're in public and you see somebody abusing a child. That's none of your business. Really? Then I saw, I think it was the last video of the series, the woman who had documented everything. I know exactly how she felt. She was crying when she was talking about the story. She's like, yeah, we called the police. She was basically defending the fact that she called the police. You should never defend advocating for a child. But that's my culture, where you're supposed to feel uncomfortable to advocate for an abused child. Now, I did that decades ago with no support. And some of you who are thinking, yeah, none of your business, don't worry, I got assaulted. One of the abusive moms figured it was me. She assaulted me, hit me upside the head with a soda pop bottle. Are you happy? You happy? Are you happy? I got assaulted for dropping a dime on a child who was getting abused. But guess what? The social workers came out, talked to that mom, and she stopped whipping her kid with an electric cord, and I got involved decades ago without all of this social media. So if you see something and you see a child getting abused, say something. It's always your business. I like to give you a happier show, but sometimes I got to keep it real. So to wrap up, fentanyl, I mean, feel more safe way. Got a Hail Mary for another year of the nuts to keep looting it out of existence. And nobody's talking about the criminality. But across the bridge in Oakland, In-N-Out kept it real, saying we're leaving because of thugs. And there's a viral video about a little child in a shopping cart with no shoes and no clothes on, with a crazy mom having a nervous breakdown, and people intervened. So that's positive. Thank you so much for being here. This has been your show for Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday chillins, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and recommending. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday until I'm not. I didn't record on Friday because something happened to my microphones, and I'm recording differently today. Thank you. I'm Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.